be more resilient in the face of so much uncertainty that we're all looking at every day. Welcome to another episode of It's Her Turn. I'm your host, Dr. Kate Dow, and really glad to be here and touch base with you. Ooh, there's so much going on, right? We have all the troops have left Afghanistan, and it's creating a complete meltdown in Afghanistan. We have continued violence happening in other areas of the world, especially in Africa with women. We have political polarization going on that, you know, we've all seen just continue to get a little more extreme around all kinds of issues. And we're all experiencing the results of climate change that is occurring. No matter what it is we believe that it comes from, it's happening. Greater fires, greater adverse weather situations. And this is creating a lot of awareness that our, you know, American dream, I'm going to speak to the American version of it, right? That we get told every day, we're so blessed to be living here in America. And, you know, everything is wonderful. And if you don't see that, you're just not working hard enough. It's kind of my version of that. And what this creates is a lot of dissonance between what we actually are experiencing as human beings right now and what we're, the message we're getting, like, you know, just work harder and make more money. And that's what's going to get you safe and feeling good and resilient in your life, as if money is something that can create resilience. So I'm here to talk about how that is not a truth that I adhere to, that my experience of resilience is absolutely more connected with how we show up and get real and get present and get connected to ourselves. And that means being able to acknowledge that we might be having stress or we might be having a lot of anxiety. We have people who are having major sleep issues right now because of the continued stressors that people have come to see and experience as a result of the COVID changing our lifestyle, the COVID that's unsettled and changed the workforce, the health issues that have created a lot of pressure and stress and loss in families, and the ongoing idea of what does it mean to be living a quality life. This is part of our biggest challenge, I believe, as human beings, is being able to discern what is it that's really meaningful? What is it that gives us a sense of purpose when we wake up in the morning? And for many people, they buy into that sort of capitalistic version of, well, let me just go slay it at work, make a bunch of money, and that's going to make me so satisfied. And I'll tell you, if money was going to make the world satisfied, happy, content, wouldn't we be there in a very different world? Like, you know, even the top 1% of the wealthiest people in the world, if money equaled happiness and contentment, I think things would be a little different. I think they would be all about helping, you know, tighten and, you know, get rid of that poverty gap for human beings in this world, for the society and hierarchical status. We would be totally looking at women's gender discrepancies of pay and respect and ability to be seen as competent people in a very different way. But that's not the case because we're still living under this very strong perception about reality is about controlling your environment, controlling nature, making money, buying, you know, more materialism or in, you know, in your life, and that that is going to make you content and also resilient, right? that the more money you have, the more resilient you are, which is not true. The more money people have, the more fearful they are of losing their money. So let's tap a little bit into this idea of what is really resilience. And in my view, resilience is getting very conscious, very honest, very real with yourself about where you are, what's difficult, and what can you do to show up for yourself every day in a way that's supportive and caring and generous and kind. That those are actually the qualities that create resilience. It's not something outside of us. It's not going and having a bigger house or making more money or having more control over other people. That does not create resilience. And in the face of uncertainty of the life that we are living right now, if we haven't figured that out and we're still looking for that sense of security out in the world, we are going to really struggle, right? We're going to have horrific anxiety. We're going to have tons of fear running us. And that means we're not being able to stay present and connected and take care of ourselves. And when we can't take care of ourselves, and I mean on all levels, like being generous and kind with ourselves, being able to be vulnerable and real about where you're struggling, right? Whether it's fear about paying your bills or the stress of teaching your kids at home school, you know, now, or dealing with sending them back to school in the middle of COVID. The reality is that resilience comes because we learn to have a level of consciousness, to be vulnerable and real with ourselves about what's difficult, and being present and caring with ourselves, as we would be with our child, right? If we have our child and our child is having a hard day, and we just basically say, like, toughen up, stop crying, get out of my face, I've got stuff to do, right? If we do that, is our child resilient? No. They feel abandoned. They feel not seen. They feel not validated. They feel like it's not safe to be vulnerable, right? So if we inherently kind of know this to be true for how we would treat our child, then why do we forget that when we are going to be there or not be there for ourselves when we're struggling? So a lot of us can struggle with anxiety, which means we are kind of dissociating and ignoring the fact that we're struggling, right? It's kind of the catch 22 that happens with anxiety. And yet the slowing down, the taking deep breaths, the inquiring from a place of loving kindness and acceptance, what is going on, right? So when I'm having a really stressful time, which lately it's been kind of chaotic, right? There's a lot of different stressors. There's a lot of different unknowns. And those are unknowns in my own life, unknowns out in the world, unknowns with my children's lives. That can create a level of tension with that uncertainty. Now, if I ignore that, what happens? Then it just gets worse until gets my attention in a larger way. And that might be, I might start to feel sick and have health issues, or I might get worse anxiety and that starts to show up and affect how I show up at work. Or perhaps I start to get really irritable and not kind in my relationship because there's this place in me that's very agitated and scared, and not sitting with myself just creates more agitation. Wondering if you can relate to that. So resilience, which really, I think if there's anything that's going to get us through this time right now, it's going to be resilience. Now, resilience is not hopefully I'm getting the message out there. It's not hunker down, pull your bootstraps up, and work harder and avoid what's going on for you that's actually hard. That is the opposite of resilience. Resilience is when we pause, right? It is the ultimate feminine wisdom go-to in my book. when you want to be resilient, you slow down, you stop and pause, and you get real with yourself. And that might mean taking a couple deep breaths, putting your hand on your chest, taking a pause and really reflecting internally, like, what is going on for me? I'm kind of being feisty and frustrated and stressed in my life right now. What can I be doing different? Maybe I'm hungry. Maybe I forgot to eat. Maybe I need to take some space and go walk in nature. Maybe I need to share about something I need with my work situation. You know, I need to get some needs met there that I'm not aware of and communicating about. Whatever it might be, if I don't sit and take moments to really inquire and pause and listen and have my own back, there's no way I'm going to be resilient in the face of larger uncertain situations. And we've all been through that, right? With the COVID, and now it's sort of surging back up with the Delta variant. So going into fear and not being able to come and be connected and present with yourself just creates more fear, right? And more tension and more stress, because we're trying to avoid the very things that we're afraid of, which is the uncertainty of what's going on. And in my book, like in my version of stress, which I've had a lot of practice in my lifetime, it doesn't mean it's always easy to stop and be present. It just means that eventually, hopefully, you kind of hit the wall at some point and go, oh, like, oh, got it. I remember the only place to feel calmer and peaceful and resilient is within myself. Even if we want to go talk to somebody, even if we want support from somebody, we have to get present here first. We can't just come and like tell somebody like, oh, here's all the things I'm really stressed about. Will you give me the magic pill? Right? It just doesn't work that way. So learning how to slow down and pause, even if it's just for 5 minutes, a few times a day, and you get to say, okay, I'm feeling really stressed out. What am I stressed out about? Is there something I'm needing? Is there something I'm wanting? Is there something that I'm avoiding? Can I get real about what my stress is really revealing for me, or my fear, or my anxiety, or my agitation? Can I get real about that? And if I can get real about it, then I can show up for myself. Whether that means, hey, I call a friend and say, I really need to talk, or, you know, I reach out and go do other things that I know support my system, right? They support my nervous system in calming down. They support my well-being. They, you know, getting up and walking away from the computer when you've been at it all day. Oh my gosh, like we need to be having almost like an alarm that we set every hour that says, I think, you know, you can have that with your little Apple phone where it tells you to, you need to stand or you need to breathe. I guess we could use that. Or we could set our own alarm and be like, get up, walk away from the computer, go stand outside, go put your feet on the grass or put your face in the sun, right? These are the kinds of awarenesses and self-care. It's one way to say it, but almost like necessity. I want to almost call it self-necessity. If you want to learn to be resilient, it starts here, starts right here. So my invitation is to consider setting an alarm or listening to your Apple Watch when it tells you to take a moment and breathe, or planning out your day so that you're utilizing more of it to have some space to check in versus I'm packed from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. and then I run home and I be with my family and then I ignore my stress and I ignore what's difficult and I ignore my concerns about the uncertainty of life and I just get up and keep doing it, because that guaranteed is leading you to being less resilient, less capable, less resourced to keep going and doing life showing up and being you in a way that will actually work for you and those you love and care about, and even the things you love to do. If you want to keep holding on to what means something to you, which is passionately connecting for you, then do yourself the favor and do some work with what resilience really is, which is staying present and connected with yourself. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I hope this was a helpful little reminder. And if you're interested in engaging with me, you can join me on my Facebook at Dr. Kate Dow. My link's in the show notes. And I'd love to hear from you if you felt this was helpful or if you think that's not at all your version of resilience. And let's talk. Let's connect. Anyway, I hope that you're well and take care of yourself, practice your resilience, and remember that it's your turn to find your voice, own your truth, and claim your power. Take care.